You're with SBS Radio.
Muling itinutulak ng mga walang trabahong Australiano at tagapagtaguyod ng kapakanan ng lipunan ang pagtaas ng antas ng bayad sa New Start. Ito ay nangyari kasunod ng pangako ng gobyerno na bawasan ang antas ng deeming rate para sa mga pensyonado. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat na tinipon ni Amy Hall. Buhat noong Marso ng 2009, si Leslie ay sumasama at umaalis sa New Start. Ipinaliwanag niya kung paano siya nabubuhay sa unemployment benefit.
You can't live. You have no social life. It's for $30 to have a phone for a month, mobile. I'm paying $230 rent. You can't afford anything. You can't even afford shoes. You can't even afford medical treatment if it's not Medicare funded.
Ang 54 na taon ay kasama ng mahigit na 800,000 Australianong nabubuhay sa pamamagitan ng $40 bawat araw, resulta ng hindi pagtaas ng tulong nitong nagdaang 25 taon. Ayon sa Senior Advisor ng Australian Council of Social Services, Charmaine Crow, ang bayad ay kailangang mabilis na itaas ng $75 bawat linggo dahil sa tumataas na halaga ng mga bilihin.
If you're on Newstart, you can't afford the cost of energy, you can't afford the cost of transport to get to that job interview, it's impossible to cover the cost of housing. Anglicare found that there are only 2 properties Australia-wide that would be affordable for someone on Newstart.
Ang panibagong pressure na itaas ang allowance ay nangyari kasunod ng ginawang bawas ng gobyerno sa deeming rates na magtataas ng kita ng aabot sa 1,000,000 pensyonado. Sinabi ni Binibining Crow na ang pagtataas ng antas ng New Start ay pakikinabangan ng buong bansa.
Deloitte Access Economics has found that if you increase New Start by $75 per week, it would inject around $4 billion into the economy. Rural and regional Australia would be the biggest beneficiary of an increase to New Start. And we know that rural and regional Australia has been really doing it tough of late with the drought.
Sa kabila nito, sinabi ni Tresorero Josh Frydenberg na hindi itataas ng gobyerno ang bayad.
2/3 of the people who are on Newstart move into employment within 12 months. And our focus for the people on Newstart is helping to create the environment where they get a job. Because that's the best thing you can do for someone who's on Newstart, helping them into the workforce.
Sinabi naman ni Leslie na ang pagtataas ng Newstart ay magpapadali sa paghanap niya ng trabaho.
Because I don't have a computer, I'm solely reliant on public computers. It means I can actually get into the libraries because I can't walk the distance to my local library. So I'd be able to catch public transport. I'd also be able to eat better quality food and therefore keep my health safe where I'm not at the moment.
At samantalang sinasabi ng tagapagsalita ng Labor sa Tresoreria, Jim Chalmers, susuportahan ng kanyang partido ang pagtaas ng bayad pero hindi siya magdaragdag ng kahit $1 dito.
Unfortunately, Labor does not determine the level of New Start at the beginning of this third term of a Liberal government. It's for the government to respond to the concerns which have been legitimately raised. It's for the government to justify why they think that Newstart is adequate as it stands.
SBS Filipino, araw-araw tuwing alas 6 ng umaga o anumang oras, online.
sbs.com.au